Patricia Pierce is joining us. She is a domestic violence investigator with the Erie County District Attorney's Office. And joining me is Buffalo News education reporter Mary Pasiak. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
What would you say is the biggest issue right now facing the Buffalo School District?
Well, leadership, obviously, is probably the most problematic point going on right now, and in that, the superintendent's position.
What would you do coming into the board if elected? What would you do to resolve that? How would you try to help change the leadership?
I would look for a highly effective, dynamic leader to come in and take control of the school board.
Of the school board or the district?
The school district, pardon me.
So a new superintendent.
A new superintendent, yes.
So you're supportive of terminating the superintendent?
I am.
And what do you think would change with a change in the superintendent?
Well, I think that the board and the superintendent need to work together as a team. And they need to involve the parents and the opinions of the parents and engage the parents so that they feel that they're connected with what's going on in the district. So many parents have told me that they feel that decisions are being made and they have little or no input into them whatsoever. On top of which, teachers and principals feel as though meetings are taking place behind closed doors that directly affect their classrooms and their school districts or their schools, and they have, you know, they're not even a voice at the table. They have no input whatsoever. So I would think that with a superintendent that was dynamic and exuded leadership skills, that he would want to work very closely with the principals.
So how would you, if the board voted to fire the current superintendent, how would you go about screening for a candidate who you felt was a more appropriate leader for the district?
Simply through an interview process. Let that person come in and explain to the board exactly what they would do, maybe best practices that they've had experience with, or other districts that they've seen that have had successful outcomes. I'm sure we have a number of talented people right here within the Buffalo Public School System that could step into that role and be highly, highly effective.
So you would favor a candidate from within the district as opposed to one from elsewhere?
I would like to see somebody from within the district, yes. I think we have an enormous amount of talent here in Western New York and Buffalo.
You have the support of Carl Palladino. Do you expect, if you were elected, to be an ally on the board with him?
Well, you know, it would depend on what the issue was. I certainly think independently and am going to think for myself and examine issues, and I'm going to do what I feel is in the best interest of the students at all times.
Because Carl said he was going to hold people accountable, and he has come in and uncovered different issues and things that have been going on. Do you believe in his style and effectiveness, or do you think it's caused a divide on the board?
Well, I believe that he has absolutely the right idea with accountability, and he's proven that. Simply just look at what has happened, what has occurred with, these hires and, you know, the lack of certification and, you know, all of the rather last-minute items on the agenda where people didn't have a real chance to examine what was happening and on very, very key issues, very important decisions that the board should have absolutely had time to digest.
And do you think that that all of that is the responsibility of the superintendent, or do you see that as do you see those things as related to more than just one individual in leadership?
Well, I believe that the board is the governance for the district, and it's the board's responsibility to hire the best superintendent for the district. So I believe that the superintendent needs to lead the district, but the board's responsibility is to get the best superintendent for the district. It's all about how we are going to raise student achievement, bring our schools out of failing school status, and give parents a choice.
You've You've mentioned previously that you support the idea of having a resident boarding school for inner city students. Can you talk a little bit about that and explain what your thinking is and what you would see that as looking like and how it would be funded?
Well, you have to understand that my background is in law enforcement. So I have spent the majority of my career involved with families and children in crisis. So I have seen many of the social ills that children and families are faced with on a daily basis. So I have often thought that, you know, there are so many children that languish in foster care. And if we could get them out of some of these horrific circumstances that they are forced to live under, and maybe could put them into an atmosphere where they are surrounded by caring adults, and they're nurtured, and they're educated, and, you know, they're taken care of, you know, from morning till night. I feel that that would be, you know, an attempt to save some kids that may otherwise just be doomed to not graduating, you know, ending up, you know, not really living to their fullest potential. So I actually have a family member that worked in a boarding school in the city of Philadelphia, and that's where I began to, you know, garner a lot of interest in it. And it's, you know, it's a wonderful facility, and it's I kind of thought that something like that would work well here in Buffalo, especially if it's philanthropically supported. And we have so many people here in Western New York that care about the community and care about the city, and you can see that we're starting to move in the right direction. You just look around. The only impediment to what's going on in the city of Buffalo right now is the failure of our schools.
Patricia, we only have about a minute left. A quick question to you. You mentioned you don't believe the public comment period should remain at the school board meetings. Why not?
I think the public comment period is so important because that's what gives parents an opportunity to have their voices be heard. I think that we need to hold forums, town hall forums, you know, a different type of setting so that parents can come in and they don't have to wait for that 3-minute buzzer to go off, that they can, you know, state what's on their mind and be heard and maybe have an opportunity to have their questions answered.
So you would see that as a two-way dialogue between board members
absolutely,
and parents?
Absolutely. I support parents 100%.
Patricia Pierce, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. Thank you.